It's game five of the NBL Grand Final Series. Comes up in Melbourne tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at Hisense Arena. It all comes down to this match to see who will win the championship. Melbourne United, can they win their inaugural championship, or will the Adelaide 36ers claim victory? Josh Boone is an integral part of the Melbourne United team, and he joins us here on SEN. Morning, Josh.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
We are going well. It's, mate, the calm before the storm in what has been an unbelievable Grand Final Series. Whether you like basketball or not, this has been compelling live sport, and it all comes down to tomorrow night. What's the feeling in the camp, back on your home court with a good few days to think about it all?
The feeling is good. We're definitely confident going in. We've been able to beat Adelaide every time in Melbourne this year. But as we as sporting enthusiasts know, anything can happen in a game five. Game fives are kind of one of those crazy environments when, home court doesn't always matter. The things that have happened in the past doesn't always matter. It just comes down to who's going to execute better in that game. And we're hopeful and confident that it's going to be us.
Josh, Nick Del Santo here. All the very best for tomorrow night. Loving the way that you've definitely played these finals. Is this a group, the Melbourne United boys, that almost needs to be calmed down because of the excitement being on your home court, game five?
No, I don't think so, because I think they're going to have pretty much the same excitement as we are. They're in a great position too. They're in a position that initially didn't look like it they were going to be with a chance to play for a championship. And anytime you're given that opportunity, it doesn't really matter whether you're home or away. You're going to kind of have the same excitement. That being said, this is kind of a unique scenario for me personally, because in my, however many years of playing basketball, this is actually the first time that I'll ever have the chance to win a championship on a home court. Every time I've won a championship in my career, it's been either on a neutral court or on an away court. So this is a nice, unique experience for me, and one to certainly add to my collection of them.
It'd be very nice. Definitely celebrate with your home fans. What's the difference from the home and away victories? Why, in your opinion, do you win when you're at home? Like, what's the stat or the tactic that's working, and then you can't execute when you are away?
Obviously, one thing has been the fans throughout this series. Both our fans and the Adelaide fans have turned out and have been great every game. As far as strategy wise, if you look at these games that have happened, there's been a couple of things that have happened in the games that they've won. They've gotten to the free throw line a lot, 40 plus times, in fact, which is an astronomical number. I don't remember games that I've been involved in that teams have shot 40 free throws. Sometimes teams only shoot 40 free throws combined. And both of the games that they've won, they've shot over 40 free throws. And I think they had shot 33 in the first half of game four. So you need to keep them off the free throw line if you're going to beat them. The other thing you have to do is you have to rebound. It's interesting because everyone always talks about, Adelaide just pushes the pace and they, score in the fast break, and that's how they beat you. But it's actually really these two things. They get to the free throw line and they really rebound. In the two games that they've beaten us on the glass pretty handily. Whereas the two games that we've won, it's either been, very, very close on the glass, or we've actually won. So I think those are the two things that we really are focusing on for game five to try and be successful here.
Josh Boone with us from Melbourne United at 16-9 on this Good Friday. Massive game five and the decider of this NBL Grand Final Series coming up at Hisense against Adelaide tomorrow night. Casey Prather, quarantined yesterday, but all reports he should be ready to go. He's integral. He's not one player makes a team, Josh, but he's looking for a hat-trick of NBL championships, and so important to you guys.
Yeah, he absolutely is. When he went down earlier this season, I think a lot of people wrote us off, but I think that speaks to how good of a player he is. At the time, he was an MVP candidate, and Carrick Fierce came in and did a wonderful job replacing him. Since Casey has come back, Casey has regained that MVP form, however, and especially really in this series is when you've seen him kind of get back to the style of player that we all know he really is. And as you said, he brings a lot of championship experience, having won the past two in this league. And we're We're confident that he's going to be out there tomorrow. You know, as you said, he was quarantined yesterday. We don't want anybody else getting sick, but you know, we're sure he'll be in uniform tomorrow for us.
My favorite player, and a guy that I love watching, particularly offensively. I don't know how he goes defensively. Yeah. Josh is Chris Golding. Yeah. A man that can electrify a crowd, and when you speak about the crowd having such a huge influence in a home crowd, is he the key man, or is it Casper Ware with the ball in hand?
It's tough to really pick out a key guy on either one of our teams because both of these teams just have so many big time players. You know, Chris is definitely an integral part of that, and especially at home. You know, anyone that's seen a Melbourne United game in the past several years would know that, you know, Chris Golding is one of those guys that when he gets rolling at home and the fans start cheering and he starts letting those threes fly from anywhere, he's as dangerous a player as there is in the entire league and one of the more dangerous ones in the world. You know, he's a guy that can go out there and can knock down 5, 6, 7 three-pointers in a row, and just like that, the game could be over. So, you know, he's definitely a huge part of what we're trying to do here.
Well, I saw him dunk a couple of weeks ago as well, Josh. Is that unusual for him?
Do you
let him know?
A little bit. You know, he's certainly been dunking more this year than he was last year, that's for sure. And when I say that, I don't think I saw him dunk a single time last
yes.
year. Anything is an improvement there. But he's definitely, you know, ever since he had that surgery this summer, I think he's come back a bit more athletic. He's been able to move a bit more. And not only has it helped him as far as getting up and dunking the ball, which he seems to want to do a lot during practice now, it's also helped him on defense. You know, you can see the way that he's moving defensively, and he's moving much better than he was last year. And that's really been a huge help for us is getting his defensive level up to the next level, which is what the rest of the team has tried to do as well.
Josh Boone with us from Melbourne United at 13-9. Josh, you played all around the world, some pretty tough competitions. How does the intensity of this series and just the NBL in general compare to where you played around the world? I mean, just watching this series is captivating. I mean, you can feel it coming through the TV set.
Yeah, the NBL versus the world question is one that I get asked a lot, and it's one that's very difficult to answer because the NBL is dissimilar from a lot of the leagues in the world. You know, it's really not the same as most of the European leagues in the style of play. The European leagues are much slower, much more grinded out type pace, whereas this game here is pretty close to, you know, an NBA style game. It's very similar to the China-style game where it's just kind of up and down, and it's an exciting style of basketball to watch, and it makes you, you know, want to come out and watch those games. In terms of the series, it's probably the most hotly contested playoff series I've ever been a part of, I would say, you know, short of, say, an NCAA tournament. Every game has been, you know, just a battle back and forth. You know, I think we've seen leads of 15, 20 points in almost every game get evaporated very, very quickly. You know, you saw us come back from 24 down last game to get within 4 with 5 minutes to go. You saw them come back from, I think it was somewhere around 16 to 18 down in that first game and make it a game. So, you know, plus add on to it, you know, all the little chippiness that's been going on, the, you know, the headbutting and the talking, and it's been a fun series. You know, I think it's been fun for us. It's been fun for the NBL, and I hope it's been fun for the fans as well.
I can tell you it has been fun to watch, and we're touching on it's an intriguing series. How do you go with that physicality? Is that something that you want more of? You love that embrace it and, you know, up in their face sort of attitude?
Yeah, definitely. One of our hallmarks in the second half of this season has been defensive physicality. And, you know, when we're able to play physical, when we're able to really get up into teams and pressure them, that's when we're at our best. So, you know, we've got a couple of guys that enjoy kind of banging down low on offense as well. You know, one of them in particular is Ty Wesley. You know, obviously he's had a fantastic season, probably the best season of his career. But yeah, we definitely enjoy the physicality. And, you know, for us, it's just been about trying to match our level of physicality with what we're kind of allowed to do, because, you know, these games have been reffed a little bit differently. So, you know, we've seen them get to the free throw line a lot. And that's not to say that it's the referee's fault by any means. It's just that we've had to kind of adjust and adapt based on the game so that we try and keep them off the free throw line. And obviously, a couple of these games, we haven't done a good job of that. So, you know, I think that's going to be vitally important for us game five, is to really make sure we get that level of physicality to where it needs to be. And I think you're going to see in this game, they're going to let us play a bit. You know, they're going to let the two teams go out there, and they're going to let those two teams decide what happens in that game. It's not going to be a game that's going to be, you know, a lot of ticky-tack fouls or anything like that. I think it's going to be a real physical, intense game, and that's what we want.
In a packed weekend of sport, this is one not to be missed. I'm going to be calling the footy right next door at the MCG. I reckon with a little TV monitor, I don't want to get too distracted calling the footy, but like all eyes, whether you're there live, will be on this match across the weekend, looking to deliver Melbourne United their inaugural NBL Championship. Josh, we wish you all the best. Should be a great finale.
All right, guys. Thanks very much.